I have been MIA for the past year, and I regretfully have put this away since then. I need to fill you in, guys, on what's going on with my life. What's new? The time is now 9:39 p.m. on October 1st, 2019, Dallas, Texas. Stick around. We're going to be talking about our entrepreneurship goals, my inner battle with my career choices, along with some health tips and ideas for you to try. Stick around. So, what is it? What do you want to do? What is your passion and what are your goals? So, here's my deal with that. You see all these like motivational authors and stuff online and in books and in podcasts and whatnot, right? Telling you to follow your passion and do that. But seriously, guys, like, if your passion, let's say for example, you probably heard this example. If your passion is jelly beans, are you really gonna think that you're gonna find a market and make millions off of jelly beans? Yeah, if you're really passionate about it, but what's more realistic, dude? Like, honestly, I'm more of a reluctant entrepreneur. I am more conservative in my ways of thinking. We live in a time of change. All these new opportunities, all these new tools to leverage what we love and what we wanna share. But is there really a market for what you love and what you want to do? Is there? Is there really? For me, my idea is this: you create a business or some sort of company that will allow you to earn income so you don't have to work anymore, therefore you're financially free. Once you have that all automated or at least as least hands off as possible, right? Where you don't have to worry about it all the time. You take that income and then you use that towards freeing up your time so you can do what you love. Whether that thing that you love makes you money or not, that's the goal here, right? The goal here is happiness. Goal here is freedom. The goal here is time, leverage. I feel like that's the type of business you should have. Something that is in demand. It's always going to be in demand all the time. So, whether that be your accounting, whether that be your financial services, whether that be a freaking food truck, a restaurant, whatever. Do you have to absolutely love your work? I personally think no, because I do not absolutely love every single aspect of what I do. You probably don't either, but how can you take that and make that into an income where you don't have to worry about it? That's the goal. That's the inner struggle I have. Because believe me, dude, like you see all these posts on Instagram and on Facebook of your friends doing this and that, whatever, in their careers, in their business. And it's just like, damn, dude, I want that. I want that laptop next to the poolside lifestyle. I want that shit, But, they always post the highlights. They're always posting on their Snap stories the fun times. They're never posting the hours behind the computer, what they're actually struggling with. And that's been my deal lately. In the past episodes, you probably heard me trying to do an advertising agency. Kind of got the idea from Tai Lopez, and you probably have heard of Tai Lopez doing the whole digital marketing agency or whatever. I mean, that's fine. But if you can leverage that kind of knowledge for your own business that's actually in demand, then, for example, that can set you free, That can set you free. So what is the deal? I really wanted to go into digital advertising, but I'm sticking with what I've been doing for the past 1.5 years now with the carpet steam cleaning. And to be honest, that first year was hella, it was a fucking shit show, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I learned so much and I made a lot of mistakes, but after knowing what to look out for and what to do and what not to do, how to treat customers correctly, how to follow up, how to, provide excellent customer service, I think it's about time that this work has become redundant to where I can potentially duplicate myself, duplicate my work, and duplicate my time by hiring other people. So that's the next step for me. I have been doing the steam cleaning, and some days it's great. Honestly, the returns on your time, the returns on your equipment and your chemicals that you use, it's outstanding. It's really high margins. It can be, but that's if you get the work. So right now, that's the objective here is to get enough work incoming so I can outsource the work to other technicians. But yeah, dude, life sucks, man, sometimes, we only post the best stuff, I myself included. But if you look at me in my Snapchat, you'll see the shit times that I have, and I'll post that shit there too. It's a very small circle I have sharing those moments, but I might bring that out to you guys in ways I overcome them. So how do we overcome these kind of things? How do we overcome the negative parts of our work, the negative parts of our lives? Stick around. We'll talk about that in just a second. I need to take a break and think about this real quick because it's tough because a lot of shit's happened, man. So last month, my stepfather, who's also been a mentor to me, he's raised me since I was about 8 years old, 9 years old, all the way until I, you know, graduated college. Had a stroke recently, and seeing him, he's one of the smartest men I know, probably the smartest guy I know, very successful guy, cool guy. To see him like that, it was just heartbreaking. And I just made myself wake up and told myself, hey, the people you look up to, even they are human, you know. Everyone has their own shit going on, yourself included, myself included, you know. We all have stuff going on, you know. Some people have family members that are locked up. Some people have, you know, children with people who don't really care about their own kids, but you feel trapped because you have to be with that person and for the sake of your kids, so you feel like you're in a cage with a leash around your neck, you're not sure what to do. There's so much other fucked up shit out there that's going on, but how do we get through that? How do we get through that, man? It's just the purpose. You don't do it for yourself sometimes, you do it for them, you do it for your kids, you do it for your spouse, your girl, or your man, you know? It can be tough. One thing for me that's helped me is the social media. It's to block that shit up, man. Especially Facebook and Instagram. I think Instagram is like the most poisonous one of all. Because, to be honest, yeah, some businesses will flourish on there. But for my industry, it's not the best place to focus your time. And you got to ask yourself, why are you on that? If you're like an Instagram influencer, you know, beautiful girl, you're probably not even going to be listening to this type of podcast. But if you're a man like me and you're trying to set out and do your side gig, whether that's going to be like, you know, auto detailing or carpet cleaning like myself, or, you know, window washing, landscaping, what have you, fucking, you know, doing real estate remodeling. Those kind of things, those hard physical work kind of things, yeah, you can probably have a portfolio on Instagram, but to be honest, your work is going to be more word of mouth. It's all going to be based on your reviews. So even though I think Yelp is the devil, you know, I've been trying to focus more on Yelp because it seems like the best paying customers always rely on Yelp because their algorithms, as they claim, tend to be the most, you know, reliable in terms of genuine reviews. So you got to make sure you have that. But even beyond that, it's your website. Like, my general contractor, who I get a lot of my work from, man, dude, he focuses like almost 100% on the Yelp advertising and Yelp reviews. And if we get like a bad review, we are on that shit ASAP. You know what I'm saying? Make that shit right. But aside from that, man, one of the biggest struggles for me, though, even though it's already been like almost 3 years since I graduated college, one of the things that hit me the most, it's always that what if question. Like, what if I actually like pursued a career in the field of my study, which I studied marketing, right? And so every time I log into LinkedIn, like, you see all your old peers like moving slowly up their corporate jobs or switching to a new company or whatever. And, you know, the companies are usually, you know, they're pretty good companies. They treat them out nice to nice dinners, nice social events. There's a lot of coworkers that they can bond and intermingle with. But for me, dude, it's like my day is mostly just me. You know, it's just me on the truck going to the customer to customer's house. So my only person I really talk to is the customer. And it's usually the first time I've ever met them. So and like 95% of the time it's just me there doing the work. So it's not a lot of me talking to other people. So let me give you an idea of what my day-to-day looks like right here. Let me just make this a different segment. My day-to-day, depending on the schedule, I wake up probably around 6, between 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., depending on the day.
I go to the truck, pick that up, go to the first customer's house. It can be a 30-minute drive, it can be an hour drive. Usually it is at least an hour in the morning. Get there, set up shop, do the work, and then bust my ass and then go to the next one, then the next one. Usually the days I have like at least three jobs, sometimes I'll have six. It just depends on the day, man. But dude, that truck is hot. Man, I'm collecting money each job, setting the invoice, make sure the general contractor is informed of all the jobs, make sure my shit is good. Then I go home. And then when I get home, I'm already tired. Sometimes I don't even want to work out because I've already been doing so much physical labor throughout the day. So it's just like, damn. Food wise, if I'm smart, I'll pack a lunch, but more often than not, I don't. You know, I have a cup of coffee. I at least fast with just a cup of coffee in my system until at least 12:30 each day, and then I'll probably pick up something from like a gas station or something. Something like, I don't know, like another coffee or something small to eat, like a Clif Bar or some shit. And then I come home, and then the last thing I want to do is work out. So I just take a shower. I watch something on Netflix real quick. And then I'll look at all my emails and then rest for the next day. And it's a trap, man. It's a trap. So one of my stepfather's best friends, this older dude, I told him that. And he was like, "Jacob, you need to pick up this book called E-Myth." And I read a lot of books. Well, I at least used to, because it's starting to be regurgitating on the same information, right? Personal development, business, things of that nature. But I still try to read new ideas. But this E-Myth idea, I forget the author. Just look up E-Myth, like E is like an elephant. E-Myth, like mythological creature. Myth, E-Myth. And he told me the basic gist of this idea is to get to the next step, you have to be working on your business, but not in your business, if that makes sense, right? So instead of me like actually doing all the physical labor myself and working in it, I have to be working on it. Like, how, by working on it, I mean like, how do I get more jobs? How can I hire other people to do the work for me? How can I convert these customers into more higher paying services that they potentially could need or want? How can I expand my customer base? How can I, manage all my reviews, all my incoming work? How can I follow up better? How can I make sure, the feedback is good on all these customers? How can I provide the best service possible? You know what I'm saying? And that's hard to do if you're just doing all the manual work. You can't be behind the computer. You can't be on the phone the whole time. So that's probably one of the biggest struggles. It's gonna be a hard jump, but I can do it. I know I can. And my first step right here is just number one, just going all in, just going balls deep into it and just owning what I do and not being ashamed of what I do. Because you don't want to hire someone that's ashamed of what they do, that's how I used to, that's the mentality I used to have the first like half a year I was doing this. I was kind of embarrassed to tell people, hey, this is what I do. But now, once I accept it, because that's my choice, I'm not trapped. This is my choice. I can do it. If I want, I'm going to do it. I think that's a different mindset to have. It really is. And then you're going to be the guy or you're going to be the girl that someone thinks of when they're wanting your service. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you're a hairdresser or if you're a chef of some sort, or you're a freaking dog walker, I don't give a shit. Whatever you do, you own that shit. Don't be embarrassed. Like, oh, I just do this on the side. No, you are the guy. You are the person that they need to do that because they trust you. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. There's this guy I follow on YouTube, and he's similar in age to me. I think he's just like a year or two older than me. I'm 26 right now, but talks about expanding your network, and that's something I need to work on because, dude, I really don't intermingle with other people that much, except my customers and my general contractor, and of course here and there my family. But I do live alone. I don't have no pets. It's just me behind the computer screen most days. That's it. So I don't really get too much human interaction, which can kind of like fucking put a toll on you. You know what I'm saying? There's a lack of general like human expression, sometimes a lack of companionship. I choose to be single as well. I don't have a girlfriend right now to confide in. So it's usually you are your own cheerleader. So if you have someone else that supports you, great. But if it's, I think it's better to be alone than to be with someone who doesn't support you or who doesn't believe you. Because I used to be in a relationship not too long ago, about a couple of years ago, where the girl I was with did not believe in what I was doing and did not support anything, and neither did her family. And so I think it's vital. It's better to be alone than with someone who's going to bring you down or prevent you from going forward, you know? If you don't have a good person to support you, it's just better off being alone. It's like that one song, Better Off Alone. I think it's called Alice by Alice DJ. You know what I'm saying? Think you're better off alone. Yeah, I'll save the singing, but you know what I'm talking about. Golly. Man, dude. Well, that's it, man. That's pretty much the struggle, too. Oh, by the way, on the topic of meeting new people, shit, dude. I really have a hard time making new friends because I just don't trust people too quickly, you know? It's really hard for me to open up unless I've seen you open up first. I'm very receptive. I'm really, you know, open-minded in terms of receiving your message, but when it comes to me exploiting myself, or not exploiting, but sharing about what I want and what I want to do, it's just like, man, I'd rather not share it because I don't know who you are. I don't know what your intentions are, because it feels like every day now people are only mingle with you because they want something from you. So especially in this day and age, it's just like, what can you do for me? You know, why should I hang out with you? Why should I spend a second of my time with you? Like, what am I going to get out of this shit? And I think that stems from not just people that you potentially are friends with, but like even like people you want to date. It's like, it's always like a what's in it for me kind of deal. Man, that shit annoys the shit out of me. That's why I think... I do pretty well with my customers, because I'm there because I'm doing something for them, like, and they're gonna pay me, right? I'm there because they're gonna pay me, so we're each giving each other an exchange. That's why I think business relationship friends, that's who I confide in the most as of lately, because it's just a normal, like, fucking, like, friendship. Like, even, like, some friends, like, I have this one guy friend that, you know, he moved away not too long ago, and, dude, it's just, like, I can't even talk to you anymore, even over the phone. And my old best friend from, like, forever only ever calls me up when he needs something, not just to check up on me or some shit. It's just, like, you need something from me. All right, fine. It's just cool. I only have, like, one good friend. And she's chill. I think I could tell her anything, but again, I don't really see her that often. But man, dude, it's just like, no new friends. That's a deal with me. No new friends. I think business partner friends or client relationships are the type of relationships I've been focusing on as of late. And I honestly think those will have the highest returns. Ha, there I am. Not in just monetary value, but like in actual honesty, you know. I don't know, I might change my mind later, but that's what I have been experiencing. Again, I'm still kind of new into this business. I'm about to start my second year soon, so go into my second year, and it's just a lot of learning. And to be honest, man, like, this podcast is, it's honestly, I think it's just more of me, like, vocalizing my concerns and my goals and my ideas that I have experienced, rather than someone to, you know, follow and actually listen to the whole thing. I think this is more for me. So if you're already listening to this far, hey, kudos to you. You might want to subscribe, but if not, I really don't care. But I'll keep posting on this, because I've tried to do the YouTube videos. It's just like, fuck, man. I'm not going to set up my camera, edit all that shit when I just want to get the message across. So, yeah. Anyway, guys, what I kind of want to know what some of your goals are. What are you trying to work on? And what are you struggling with? Because, hell, I mean, you can do it anonymously if you want and share that with the audience. But, hey, I don't even have an audience to begin with. So you're like one of the first... You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. And it's October 1st. God, the time goes by so quick. Man, I'm gonna be getting some like, you know, event invites to go to like all these holiday things, and I have legit haven't seen these people in over like almost a year since the last holiday season. So it's just gonna be like, where have you been? What have you been doing? What's new with you? Short, you know, talk, fake ass talks, and I just hate that shit. And it's just like, oh wow. Yeah, it's nice to see you again, but hey, you'd never give a shit about me throughout the year, so like, fuck you, you know? I don't know. Is it? I just don't like small talk stuff like that, man. It's just like, nah. With old people, I know. Man, I'd rather do small talk stuff with new people that I know I'm not gonna really gonna see again, because it's no big deal. But like small talk stuff with like old people that don't really give a shit about you, it's just like it's so fake, man. Man, this is a negative ass podcast. But check out that E-Myth book. I need to buy that shit too. But to be honest, that's all I got to share with you guys. I don't know, it's kind of a rant more than an episode, but that's just some things that have been on my mind lately. Just want to let it out. If you're struggling with something too, hey, you're not alone. We all got our shit. But be blessed, stay blessed, and I'll see you in the next one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.